Well, it can be tough for kids to get ahead academically when there are some underlying problems in the background, behavioural and emotional issues. Let's see if we can find out what can be done about that with Lisa Mundy from Murdoch Children's Research Institute. Good morning, Lisa. There was some research done very recently and some interesting findings. Can you take us through the findings firstly?
Yeah, good morning, Mark. Thanks for having me on the show. Yeah, so we looked at emotional and behavioural problems in grade 3 boys and girls when they were 8 to 9 years of age. And we found that 1 in 5 boys and 1 in 7 girls had emotional and behavioural problems. And then we then looked at how that was linked with their academic performance. And what we found is that for boys who had these problems, they were around 12 months behind their peers.
That is a lot, so a year behind everybody else. So what were some of, you say, the emotional behavioural problems, what were some of the things that really jumped out and were highlighted there?
Yeah, so in terms of emotional problems, we're looking at their children who have got kind of many worries, easily scared, often seem unhappy, those sorts of things. And behaviour problems is things like kind of having temper tantrums, acting out, fighting with others, all kind of those hyperactivity, inattention symptoms like kind of being overactive and easily distracted. And what's really important about this research is that we looked at both types of both emotional and behavioural problems. So some research has shown that kids who have those behaviour problems tend to do less well in school, but this is really one of the first studies to show that children with those emotional problems are also doing poorly at school, and particularly boys as well.
Were we surprised that the findings were that high, and I guess surprised that boys outrank girls in this?
Yeah, I think definitely the fact that these kids are only in grade 3, so they've only been in school for sort of 3 full years at that point. To be 12 months behind at that stage in their learning is a pretty substantial delay, so that was definitely something that was quite surprising to us, is the size of that.
Yeah, I can imagine it would be. Now that we've got some findings, Ed, what are some of the things you think that we need to do to improve the behavioural issues? I mean, where do we start? Is it with the teachers? Is it parents? Is it somewhere else?
Yeah, no, it's a good question and a really important question, and I think it's both. I think that the findings really provide that strong motivation that we do need to be tackling these problems, and I think for schools and teachers it does provide that evidence that we do need to be promoting the social and emotional development of children in school as well as their learning outcomes, and that's essential, you know, not just for their learning outcomes but also for their overall well-being. And I think, yeah, for parents as well, it also, similarly, really to be kind of building those skills in resilience and promoting social and emotional learning at home as well, I think is really important.
I guess the parent side of things we can't know a lot about, but is there an appetite for a lot of this stuff in from the school teacher's point of view across the country?
Yeah, I mean, we haven't kind of polled the schools particularly, but definitely from what we know is that schools are aware, that teachers tend to be aware that this is a problem. So I think that they are, and that some schools are already, you know, doing a really good job at integrating that social and emotional development in the classroom. And I think that this provides, you know, further, this data provides further evidence really for schools to kind of increase that and for all schools to kind of start integrating that and seeing it as a central part of what they do.
Fingers crossed we can get them all moving in that direction. Lisa, thank you for your time with us on this morning.
Thanks so much for your time, Mark. Thanks.
From Murdoch Children's Research Institute, the study lead author, Lisa Mundy, and some of those very disturbing figures coming out. 1 in 5 boys and 1 in 7 girls, 12 months or so behind in their schoolwork with emotional and behavioural problems. Doesn't sound good, does it? 27 past 11, a 2NURFM.